start recording now.
I'll put this away and pull out this, which I haven't looked at in a few days.
But we're going to see it
because the stream is starting now. I got lost in the music. Let me try that one more time for Sitch and Giggles. Or should I just call that off? You know what? That was it for today.
I'm calling it. It's the Dormo Show live. And if you excuse me for one second.
One little second. I'll be right there. Okay, I'm back.
I had to get a beverage. This is live radio. Working with Adnet here. I wasn't prepared. But, put the headphones on. I don't know why I have these headphones on. They don't do me any good. I don't have it set to monitor myself. I haven't learned that much. I've learned a bit. I've learned, I don't know. It's been an interesting thing, this live stream journey. Oh my goodness, the cat. I don't know. I don't have a plan today. I keep saying I'm going to come in here with a plan, and I never do. But we're doing our best, you know? I might do a little reading. Might not. Might call my buddy Alex. I might not. I don't know, man. I opened this Red Bull because I'm crazy. And I got a... The cat really wants some attention. The cat hears me talking and is like, whoa, I need attention. Now, this is my second live stream, episode 1, the first episode 0. And, cat wants attention. I don't know. It's been okay. I don't got much to say. What I want to talk about, I'm not really sure. So, I looked up other tools for live streaming. And there's a tool called audio streaming, you know. And there's a tool called Mix for Linux. It's open source. Looks pretty good. But there's no SSL support or TLS support. So that's a no. That's what I need. And someone did add it via pull request, but it's not merged in yet. So I haven't messed with it. I learned Butt can handle multiple audio sources. It has a rudimentary mixer. So, I'm going to try the DIY. Oh, my God. The cat is on the piano. I'll best get off. Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, this kitty cat. I'm going to turn the piano off. Oh, I didn't even have to say. Today's episode is in the key of... Fucking Owlsbeth off. Oof. There we go. Is in the key of A minor. Spooky relative to the last week's key. I want to drink a Red Bull at 6 p.m. on a Sunday. Because, I don't know. Anywho. Alright. I'm going to give Alex a call. That's who... Need to be on this show. Giving him a call right now.
Hey,
can you talk?
Yeah, I can. I've been watching and listening to the video.
Video? There's no video.
Video. That's a good point.
Yeah, you've been drinking today, huh?
Oh, a lot.
Really? You're...
I just got back from doing
Soccer training?
Yeah.
Oh. So you're gonna be a soccer star, huh?
Yeah, I'm glorified babysitting, but it doesn't matter.
Oh, you're the teacher.
Yeah, it's really not that case, but I appreciate you seeing it that way.
So, for our listeners who aren't familiar, what exactly is soccer?
Where it is soccer?
What is soccer?
So soccer is the game played.
Oh my God! The cat. Okay. The cat jumped on the piano. I'm gonna turn the piano off.
Cat. Hello, cat.
Okay, continue, Alex.
Sorry. So anyone that's listening, soccer basically is a world sport in a way. Whatever anyone wants to think otherwise, with your feet, you do not use your hands. You use your head, chest, thigh, knee. You use everything but your hands.
That's really interesting because in the United States, we have a game called football, except it is almost entirely played with the ball in hand.
Correct. So, football is kind of similar to
Okay, you know what? I'm sorry, Alex, but I gotta interrupt you right now. This isn't the Dormo Sports Hour. This is the Dormo Show. And we're 19 minutes in. Oh, 19. More like 5 minutes in. We've been streaming for 19 minutes. So I got confused. But, so we're gonna talk about, like, other things besides sports. Because I don't play sports. So that makes sense to talk about it on my show. You following me?
Yeah, that's very fair. That's very fair. My apologies.
No, apologize. I brought it up. Well, you brought it up, but who brought it up is nobody's. It's neither here nor there. You following me?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. What are we going to talk about next?
So I want to talk about my plan for this show.
Okay.
So here's what I'm going to say. Like when I was before I called you, I was rolling up a joint. That's why I was like fucking up the stream a bit.
In case anyone doesn't know,
and I'm halfway through smoking it.
Vincent is quite.
Hey. Hey.
So, would you like to explain to everyone how amazing of a grower you are?
I haven't grown anything. I haven't finished. Well, it's been a bit. Nothing. We're not going to talk about that. Listen, I have houseplants. They're great. I have a rubber tree. I got a monstera. I got a, what do you call it? A pothos. It's great. Listen to me. Okay, I'm gonna bring Alex's parents some clones next time I go down there. Me and Alex, we're gonna go down to Sedona, do some tour, do some videos. Who knows? We'll see. We'll maybe discover a local punk scene over there. We'll figure it out. Anywho, listen.
My parents, they have been their entire lives. They were products of the 70s, and they're heavy smokers.
Oh, yeah, Alex, I wanted to say, there's this weed I wish I could get your parents, or the seeds I could, from a plant called 79, the year 79 Xmas, bud. What's that? Get it for your parents.
79 Xmas?
Yeah, it's you got to look it up. I don't know the history, but I guess it's dated back to the Gen X come from 1979, so it'll be something akin to what your parents would have smoked in the 70s.
That would be actually pretty interesting to ask them about that.
Well, they would. I probably wouldn't know about the, I don't know. But you could buy it. I want to get it for. I got some hybrids. I got some seeds. I got to show them. I don't know. We'll see. Anywho, listen. I'm high, man. I'm not gonna lie. So I even put this on my website. I guess who's gonna listen? No one's gonna listen to this.
In the middle of the show, man. Here we go.
What?
We're in the middle of a show. Here we go.
But you're on speakerphone next to the mic. It might sound horrible.
You sound great.
No.
It also sounds, as always.
Do you sound good to your end? Because you can't hear this. I'm on. Dude, I'm using a $100 microphone right now. It's a Shure SM58.
No, you sound good on my end. Do I sound
good on your do you sound good on your end?
Okay.
I don't think you will.
I will what?
You will sound good on your end. Does your voice sound good on your end?
I sound as good as I would if I was standing in my room and talking to you.
You're just on speakerphone on a Moto G Power, like a cheap Android.
I'm on a Samsung Galaxy.
No. Listen, you're on speakerphone right now.
Yes.
I'm saying you sound, whatever. Anywho, here, I want to do an audio only show. I don't know. Should I do a reading? I got a book pulled up. It's kind of a long reading. Maybe we should do the reading from David Foster Wallace, some of his fiction. Do you want to hear it? It's an excerpt from Brief Interviews of Hideous Men.
Is that what you want to do?
Yeah, why not? Let's do it. That's my emotional truth right now.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay, I'm going to hang up the phone on you.
Okay, bye.
All right, Alex is gone. I'm going to do a reading from Brief Interviews with Hideous Men by David Foster Wallace. November, sorry. What the fuck is this? June 11th, 1996. No, sorry. That 11/06/96. Who knows? I'm too high for this. Anyways. All right, I am. Okay, yes. But hang on a second, okay? I need you to try and understand this, okay? Look, I know I'm moody. I know I'm kind of withdrawn sometimes. I know I'm hard to be in this with, okay? All right? But this, every time I get moody or withdrawn, you thinking I'm leaving or getting ready to ditch you, I can't take it. This thing of you being afraid of me all the time, it wears me out. It makes me feel like I have to, like, hide whatever mood I might be in, because right away you're gonna think it's about you and that I'm getting ready to ditch you and leave. You don't trust me. You don't. It's not like I'm saying, given our history, I deserve a whole lot of trust right off the bat. But you still don't at all. There's like zero security, no matter what I do, okay? I said I'd promise I wouldn't leave you, and you said you believed me, and that that I was in this for you, for the long haul this time, but you didn't, okay? Just admit it, all right? You don't trust me. I'm on eggshells all the time, do you see? I can't keep going on reassuring you all the time. Q. No, I'm not saying this is reassuring. What this is trying to get you to see. Okay, look. Things ebb and flow, okay? Sometimes people are just more into it than other times. This is just how it is. But you can't stand ebb. It feels like no ebbs allowed. And I know that's partly my fault, okay? I know the other times didn't exactly make it feel secure, but I can't change that, okay? But this is now, and now I feel like anytime I just rather not talk or get a little moody or withdrawn, you think I'm planning to ditch you, and that just breaks my heart, okay? It just breaks my heart. Maybe if I loved you a little less or cared about you a little less, I could take it, but I can't. So yes, that's what the bags are for. I'm leaving. Q. And I was. This is just how I was afraid you'd take it. I knew it. That you think this means you were right to be afraid all the time and never feel secure or trust me. I knew it'd be, see, you're leaving after all when you promised you wouldn't. I knew it'd be, but I'm trying to explain anyway, okay? And I know you probably won't understand this either, but wait. Just try and listen to me, maybe absorb this, okay? Ready? Me leaving is not a confirmation of all your fears about me. It's not. It's because of them, okay? Can you see that? It's your fear I can't take. It's your distrust and fear I've been trying to fight, and I can't anymore. I'm out of gas on it. If I loved you even a little less, maybe I could take it. But this is killing me. This constant feeling that I'm always scaring you and making you feel secure. Never making you feel secure. Can you see that? Q. It is ironic from your point of view. I can see that. Okay. and I can see you totally hate me now, and I've spent a long time getting myself to where I'm ready to face your you totally hating me for this. And this look of like total confirmation of all your fears of like and spissins on your face. If you could see it, okay? I swear, if you could see it on your face right now, anybody'd understand why I'm leaving. Q. I'm sorry. I don't mean to put it all on you. I'm sorry. It's not you, okay? I mean, it has to be something about me if you can't trust me after all these weeks or even stand just a little normal ebb and flow without always thinking I'm ready to leave. I don't know what, but there must be. Okay. And I know our history is not great, but I swear to you, and I meant everything I said. And I've tried 100%, 100+%. I swear to God I did. I'm so sorry. I give anything in the world not to hurt you. I love you. I always will love you. I hope you believe that, but I'm giving up trying to get to you. Just please believe I tried, and don't think this is something wrong about you. Don't think that to yourself. It's us. Us is why I'm leaving, okay? Can you see that? That's not what you've always been so afraid of, okay? Can you see that? Maybe can you see you just might have been wrong? Possibly. Could you give me that much, do you think? Because it's not exactly fun for me either, okay? Leaving like this, seeing your face like this about last mental picture of you. Can you see that I might be pretty torn about this too? Can you see that? That you're not alone in this? Anywho, that was Brief Interviews with Hideous Men, or a segment of it. I guess you call it a collected work of short fiction by David Foster Wallace. Let's call Alex again. See what he thought. Because why not? Close it with this bad boy. Catch me, Alan.
Well?
Your stream actually is working the way it's supposed to.
What?
I've been following it, and I knew you were going to send this. So, it's looking good. Dude.
What, the stream's working well?
The stream is working really well.
Did you enjoy the reading?
I did. That was fucking awesome.
Yeah, how did I do? I kind of started stumbling a little here and there.
Again, dude, I've known you for a long, long time. It's the reading of anything is so different.
I haven't read that. That's a cool read. I haven't read that in years, by the way.
But there's like a I'm sitting there and flexing right now next to my phone. But there's a conviction to everything you do right now. This is so dope.
Oh yeah. Wait, I'm gonna play us out, okay? I'm gonna play us out. Get back up, listen to the stream. I'm feeling good. Alex made me feel good. I'm gonna try playing this entry song one more time, because why not? I'm gonna play till I fuck it up. I hooked it up already. Anyways, that's the show, guys. Thanks. Later.